My name is Mark Darling. I'm the Deputy Region Controller for the Central West Region of the New South Wales State Emergency Service. We're suggesting to all the residents that there's eight tips that they should look at as part of preparation for Storm Safe Week. So really maintaining your yard and balcony, making sure that there's any loose things around, just tidy them up in preparation for any potential storms. Clean gutters on a regular basis. Make sure there's no leaves or branches in those in the gutters. Potential is that if you've got a lot of rain, that rain might overflow and backfill into the house. Trim branches where you can if they're close to the house, just to keep them away so it doesn't. The potential is that they don't break off and damage your house. Fix any roof damage. It's important to make sure that you don't let water in. So if you identify any broken tiles or roofing iron that's come adrift, get it fixed so it saves water getting into the house. Check your insurance, just to make sure that you're not only have insurance to cover any potential damage, but you have adequate insurance. Prepare an emergency plan. It's important that you have a plan in place to, in the event of a storm, that you know what to do, rather than having to try and think of something on the day, because at that stage you'll be probably potentially quite stressed and you just won't be thinking properly about it. Prepare an emergency kit, and what we recommend is have a kit near the door or somewhere easily accessible. It covers things like having a torch, a wind-up radio or a battery-operated radio in the event of loss of power, important documents, things like even candles just in case you lose power, and maybe a little bit of food or water as well too. And lastly, listen to the local ABC radio. They help us by continually providing updates during storm season, and they are a very important source of information for you.
My name is Craig Ronan. I'm the Region Controller for Central West for the New South Wales State Emergency Service.
For those that aren't, I guess, aware, when is storm season and what are some of the, common or typical patterns of storms that come through this region?
Storm season begins officially on the 1st of October and goes through to the end of March next year. Central West, we've seen quite significant storms over the years with heavy hail, large hailstones, very strong winds and flash flooding. Especially in the Orange Bathurst areas and the Molong areas, we've seen quite a significant amount of flash flooding over the years.
Can storms in storm season hit at any time, or is there a particular sort of trend that maybe afternoon is sort of when they more hit? Or so are you saying basically be prepared all day round?
Storms can occur any time of the year, but they're particularly prevalent in that storm season. And storms can occur overnight, early morning, in the afternoon. Most storms typically occur in the afternoon, but storms can occur at any time. And what the Bureau of Meteorology does is issue a severe thunderstorm warning, and ABC actually broadcasts that warning on their part of their weather. And that's telling people to be prepared. Hey, there's a storm warning now. Turn off your computer. Get your pets inside and your loved ones. Make sure your car's under shelter and things like that. So when the storm hits, people are safe.
Is there, I guess, a sense of complacency from people in regards to storm season that perhaps it isn't as significant as, say, bushfires or floods or things like that? Do you think it sort of falls off people's radar a little bit?
It does. Floods and storms actually are the most costliest natural hazard in New South Wales. They far exceed the cost of bushfires. And if you look back to the previous years, we have seen a serious amount of flooding and we have seen quite a serious amount of storm damage. Fires are sexy. They happen very quickly. Storms also can happen very quickly, but they can create much more damage, and people can be trapped and property can be damaged. So we ask, the SES ask people now to be prepared, get ready for storm season, don't wait for it to happen. Just listen to those tips that you were given, follow the tips, and you can be safe and protect your property.
Can you give us a bit of an insight into the SES's role when a storm hits, when a major storm event hits, say if it was this afternoon, what would happen from an SES point of view?
Well, hopefully we would get a warning from the Bureau of Meteorology. We would put a message out to all our volunteers and our units across the region, giving them a heads up that a storm warning has been issued, and they should take a state of readiness, if you like, ready to respond if something happens. We get calls coming in from 132500, and that's our emergency number. So if anybody needs emergency assistance, they should ring at 132500. That call is taken at our call centre in Wollongong, and then the details sent by SMS and pager to the local unit so they can actually go out and respond, cut up the tree, tarp the house, do the flood rescue or whatever is required. But that's what we do, And obviously, region headquarters here, we monitor the scale of the storm, the intensity of the storm, and provide support to those units and make sure that the volunteers out there have the resources they need to help the community.
Now, the SES has launched a new app for smartphones regarding storm season. Can you tell me a bit about that, how it works, and some of the main information people can get from that?
So what it does is the apps provide information around their local area, and all you really need to do is type in your postcode. And it takes you to all the information regarding the local area. So that'll include the local flood plan. It'll also include a flood safe guide. So it gives you an idea of what you should be doing during or before, during and after a storm event. It's available on all iPhones and Android-based phones. It's simple to download, free to download, and we both have the FloodSafe app and also a StormSafe app as well.
Apart from the app, for those people that might not be using smartphones, where else can people get information to prepare and ready themselves for storms?
So on our website, which is www.ses.nsw.gov.au, we have links to our floodsafe.com.au website and stormsafe.com.au. So through that, you can also get the same information.
How can people get involved with your organisation and help out in times like this?
We encourage all community members to become volunteers. The SES does a job for everybody. People have to be 18 years of age, obviously, and they undergo training. If somebody's out there thinking about joining their community, they can make contact with their local SES unit. There's units all across the Central West, or they can ring 1-800-201-000.
Can you expand on that in terms of a job for everyone? Because I'm sure there are some people there that might think, oh, I can't go out and cut up a tree, I can't tarp a roof on a house. What are some of the other jobs that people can do?
We need people in our operations centres, and they're the people, the unsung heroes sometimes. They're working behind the scenes, managing the information, managing all the information that comes in and all the jobs, talking to the media, answering the telephone, talking on the radio, supporting the crews that are actually working out in the field. And that's in a very important role. As we move into the IT age, all our emergency service organisations are using more and more IT, Facebook, multimedia, all that sort of stuff. People who have got those skills can come along and help us as well, because it's something we're moving into with the social media aspect, warning people. So anyone who's interested in becoming a volunteer with the SES and has got some skills like that, please make yourselves known, because we'd love to have you come along.